Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Health Scriptures. Exodus 15. Verse 26. And if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of the diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Deuteronomy 7, 14 to 15. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you, among your livestock, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, for we lay them on all those who hate you. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Proverbs 4, 20-24. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Mark 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. World Scriptures. Leviticus 26, 3-5. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I'll give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Deuteronomy 28, 1-11. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statute and judgment with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Proverbs 11:25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Other well-being scriptures. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. He has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. Psalm 118:17. I shall not die. Believe and declare the works of the Lord. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 143:10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. 1 Chronicles 28:8-9. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord our God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Well-Being Scriptures for today. Blessings.